今天早上节目单上写的讲到的是我的先生，但是其实是我。
This morning, my wife will bring the message, contrary to the bulletin.
我们有的时候会交换一下，让对方休息一下。
Sometimes we like to exchange pulpit so that we have a different taste.
但是我不知道是不是哪一个我不知道是哪一个比较轻松。
So whether it's easy for one or another, we have to decide later on.
今天早上我要讲的题目是神向你要的是什么。
So this morning, I would like to bring a message on what does the Lord require of you.
我想我们刚刚过了感恩节、圣诞节。
So we just had our Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays lately.
所以在这个假期的时候呢，我相信很多人都会去购物去买礼物。
So during these holidays, we bring gifts, buying gifts to one another.
当我们买礼物的时候，当有人对我们好，对我们有恩的时候，我们平常不一定是节期哈，我们也会想买一点东西来报答这个人。
So likewise, when we receive gifts, we like to reciprocate.
而且有的时候我们得罪人呢，想要示好，就是想要和好的，我们也会买一点东西送给他。
Sometimes we maybe have some difficulty with friends. We like to buy some gifts to kind of calm their peace.
就同样的，对于神，当我们感恩的时候，我们想给神什么，或者是当我们犯罪的时候，在旧约有赎罪祭，我们也想对神表示我们的友好。
Sometimes we sin against God, like the Old Testament, we bring an offering to redeem ourselves through the priest.
那今天早上我们就要来看看到底神喜欢我们给他什么。
So this morning we'd like to consider what does God require, what does he enjoy the most?
因为当你送礼的时候，如果你发现这个人啊，他什么都有了，就很难送东西给他。
So just think of it, when you think of someone who has everything, it's very difficult to buy them anything.
那么神也是，神说世界上的天山上的羊牛都是他的，他什么都有了。
So likewise, our God owns everything under the sun, in the skies, under sky, and under the sea, and everything.
所以呢，到底有什么礼物他是他会喜欢的呢
？So what gifts does he enjoy the most then?
我们先来看看刚才我们读的这一段弥迦书的经文的背景。
So this morning, I'd like to.Take a little bit look at the background of Micah.
我们知道，先知弥迦他和以赛亚是同一个时代的先知。
We know the prophet Micah is a contemporary of Isaiah the prophet.
他一生他经历过巴比伦还有亚述国的入侵。
So in his lifetime, he experienced the invasion of Babylonia and also Assyria.
那么弥迦书本身哈，它在风格上和以赛亚书非常的接近。
And also the writing of Micah is similar in style to that of Isaiah the prophet.
因为那个时候的背景是一样，时代的背景。
Because the contemporary political and geographical religious background is quite similar.
那个时候百姓的道德沦丧。
And during that time, the moral collapse of the Israelites.
他们远离了神。
They departed from God.
所以神透过旧约的很多的先知不断地对以色列民发出呼喊。
So, therefore, God used his servants, the prophets, to teach and admonish and to reveal God's word to the Israelites.
他要以色列的百姓悔改。
So he wanted the Israelites to repent.
他一再地说你们转回吧转回吧。
So the overall theme of the prophet is all return, return to God.
回到那一位创造你们爱你们的神的怀里。
And return to the creator who belongs to you and to his bosom you will return.
所以我们先分析一下刚才我们读的八节经文的内容。
So a little bit background about the eight verses we just read.
刚才第一节第二节让我们看到这个是一场法庭上的辩论。
So from the context, this is almost like a courtroom scene.
所以一方面是神，一方面是百姓。
One side you have a God, And the other side, you have the audience or the Israelites, the Jews.
然后先知弥迦他就站在中间。
And the Micah the prophet is like a lawyer, standing in the middle.
他负责传话。
So he was a messenger.
他一会儿代表神说话，一会儿代表百姓说话。
On the one hand, he represents God, speak to God, and then on the other hand, he speak to the Israelites.
所以到了第三节第五节我们看到第三节到第五节那就是神先发言。
So in verse 3 you will recall that's where God begins his talk.
神陈述他过去对于以色列百姓的恩典。
So he recalls how God was faithful to the Israelites.
他怎么带领他们的祖先脱离了埃及的为奴之地。
So how God led their ancestors out of Egypt into the promised land.
然后接着又不断地照顾他们。
And then endlessly took care of the Jews.
这一切都是耶和华公义的作为。
And all these are the justice done by God to them.
然后就接着该百姓说话。
And then the audience began to speak.
那就是他们的代表弥迦说话。
So their representative is Prophet Micah.
他说那这样子的话你到底要我们给你什么来报答你呢
So Micah speak to God, now after all this, what do you want us to do? What do you require us?
你要我们献牛献羊吗
Do you want us to bring offering like the cows or in the lambs?
或者是那个灌满了油的河呢
Or do you bring sacrifice to the rams and the like?
还有河 the river filled with oil.
River of oil to you.
还是你要我们像亚伯拉罕那样子把他的长子献给你
Or do you want us to be like Abraham and give our best, our only son to you?
然后到了第八节就是神的回答
And then verse 8, you have God's answer.
我们来看看就是我们今天的主题经文
So we'll look at the verse, key verse today, verse 8.
第八节我们大家一起来读好不好
Verse 8
我们一起用中文读一二三世人哪、啊、好、这一节经文呢、就是神的回答神说我要什么
So this is God's answer to the people of God. This is what I want.
首先呢，我们看看刚才弥迦他 ，OK 刚才呢，弥迦代表百姓说的那番话，其实是一种挑战。
So what Micah just said in verse 8 is basically a challenge to the people.
因为他刚才提出来的以色列人的方法，就是一般世人的方法。
And then overall, before that is generally people's opinion, people's approach.
一般人我们有两种方法来送神给神送礼。
Generally, there are two ways of people give offering to God.
通常呢，这里提到的是牛犊、公羊和油。
And the first is the ram, the lamb, and also oil.
那个在旧约时代是很常见的一个献祭的一个礼物。
This is a common gift or sacrifice to the Lord in the Old Testament.
但是到了今天，我们献什么呢？我们就献我们的财富、我们的物质和金钱。
And today, we give our wealth and goods and gifts.
很多人以为呢，我们基督徒每个礼拜或者是每一个月，我们带一张支票来教会奉献。
And many Christians think that once a week or once a month we bring our checks.To give to the offering.
然后偶尔呢，我们也捐一些钱给慈善机构。
And once in a while, we give gifts to charitable organizations.
有的时候我们捐衣服和食物给穷人。
Sometimes we bring used clothing gifts to the poor.
这就是我们向神献的祭了。
And this can be seen as our offering to God.
这样子神一定会喜悦我们。
And thinking that God will be pleased with our gifts.
还有一种呢，就是。以色列人说那么难道你要我们献我们的长子吗
And then the Jews think that now do you want in addition to this gift, do you want us to give our firstborn to you?
所以这个是我们最宝贵的。
And after all, this is our most precious gift, our own precious possessions.
换到今天，它就是指我们的精力、我们的时间、我们的体力。
And now today, that means our time, our efforts, and our wealth.
我们有些人呢，我们在教会里头担当一些服事。
Sometimes we serve the Lord in our church capacities.
我们在社区里头做一些义工。
And in our society, we do some volunteer work.
我们送我们去接送人来教会。
And then we bring perhaps give people ride to church.
我们带老人家去看医生。
And we bring elderlies to see doctors.
我们也参加一些短宣，来为神的国出一点力。
And we may go to a short-term mission to do God's work.
我们认为这就是神要的。
And thinking that this is what God wants.
确实，这些都很好。
Yes, they're good.
可是我们看看弥迦怎么说。
And let's look at what the Micah speak to God on.
这个最重要的就是说，难道神喜悦吗？
And then the most important thing is, does God like this, require us to do this?
弥迦一共用了三次岂可这个字。
And then Micah uses word the three times about on what?
就是说我们岂可以用这些来取悦神。
And then basically said that can we use these things to please God?
所以那个关键字在哪里，在悦纳两个字。
And then the key word is acceptance.
喜悦，他说神难道喜悦吗？
Is God pleased with all this?
神喜悦的神看重的不是物质。
Now God is not the overwhelmingly emphasize on the material gifts.
他看重的是我们跟他的关系。
And he treasured us our relationship to him.
神真正关心的不是我们能为他做什么。
It's not that what we can do for God.
而是我们里面这个生命是什么样的状态。
It's our inner life disposition that counts.
所以在沙奉尔记上十五章那里说，听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
And then the Bible tells us is the heart and with what I am come before the Lord and bow down before you.
所以神喜悦我们听命，喜悦我们顺服。
God requires us to obey Him.
所以，但是以色列人忽略了他们跟神的关系。
So the Jews forget and neglected their relationship to God.
因为他们的心被其他的事情所占据。
Because their heart is being repossessed by somebody else.
他们不再以神为中心，他们偏行己路。
So they no longer focus on God, but they have departed and went sideways.
结果他们所献的祭反而引起神的厌恶。
So even though they're giving sacrifice, yet they did not please God. In fact, they did not like him.
所以在阿摩斯书第五章二十二节那里，阿摩斯书第五章二十二节那里讲到。
In Amos 5:22 says this.
你们虽然向我献燔祭和素祭，我却不悦纳。
Amos 5:22 says, though you bring choice offering.I will have no regard for them.
所以如果你送一个东西给别人，别人不稀罕。
So when you bring a gift to people and people really not think too much of it,
你就好像白送了。
And you gave in vain.
所以这里讲的这个神说我不悦纳，这个悦纳就是欢欢喜喜的接受。
And God says, I do not accept your offering.
所以我很喜欢悦纳这两个字，因为跟我的中文的名字是同音的。
And the Chinese word for 悦纳 is like my wife's name in homophonous sounds.
所以这个我小的时候呢，我的朋友给我取名一个外号叫悦纳。
And then when I was young, our friends gave me nickname Jonah.
我很不喜欢，因为我觉得约拿也不是一个很光彩的一个人物。
I didn't like the name Jonah. It's one man's name. Now the other one is not very receptive to Christians.
因为他不听神的话，又被大鱼吃掉了。
And because Jonah did disobey God and was swallowed by fish.
在鱼肚子头待了三天才被吐出来。
And he was in the bellies of the fish for 3 days, 3 nights, was spelled out on the third day.
我常想他这个后半辈子哈，一定身上都带着那个鱼腥味儿。
And then I'm sure he has a fishy smell all his life.
所以我就告诉我的主学老师说，你看班上的小朋友都叫我约拿，我很生气。
And then I told my Sunday school teacher that everybody call me Jonah. I don't like it.
后来他就说，他说没关系，他说你真正的名字叫约拿是非常好，在圣经上也有。
And then she emphasized your real name is being offered to God and it's in the Bible.
我说真的，我从来不晓得我的名字是一个圣经的名字。我说在哪里？他就翻给我看。
And then I did not know that concept was in the Bible, and she showed me.
我说哇，他解释以后说这个名字真好。
And then she says that offering name is real good.
所以其实我们做父母的都有这种经验。
So likewise, we as parents, we have this kind of similar experience.
我们其实并不指望孩子们买些什么东西送给我们。
And you really, you know, we do not expect our children bring gifts to us to satisfy us.
我们真的希望他们给我们就是他们听话。
And then, what we really want is that they obey us and then they follow us and our words.
我记得我的母亲在去年的夏天离开我们被主接去。
I remember my mother, who was returned to the Lord was last summer.
在她离世的前几个月，我们因为不能再照顾她了，没有体力，我们就把她送到一个疗养院。
So before 3 months or 4 months before she passed away, we sent her to a nursing home.
那时候我母亲已经97岁。
And she was already 97 at the time.
所以呢，我每次去看她，我都会问她说：“妈妈，你要我给你买什么吃的？”
And then every time I visit her, I say, "Mom, what do you want me to bring you? Gifts or food or whatever?"
我说：“你要不要我出去给你买买饺子啊，买葱油饼，这是她平常喜欢吃的。”
Do you want me to bring 饺子 or 葱油饼 the Chinese Chinese pizza?
我常常想很多，但是我母亲就说不要不要不要，说我这个年纪我吃什么都不香了。
And then she says, "No, no, no! I really do not want anything to eat because at my age, nothing tastes good anymore."
她说我只要你坐在我的床旁边。
All I need is to have you sit right here at my bedside.
所以有好几个下午，我就坐在跟我母亲坐在外面的那个他们有个小庭园，坐在那边晒太阳。
So sometimes I just take her, walk her out, wheel her out to the courtyard there and sit by there and then have some sunshine moment.
有时候我们坐在那里半个钟头一个钟头什么话也不说，就是牵着手晒太阳。
So a lot of time we just sit there, hold our hands and then say nothing, just enjoy the sunshine and fellowship together.
但是那个时候我知道母亲是非常喜悦的。
And I know that at the special moment, my mom was very pleased.
她真正的要的就是我坐在她旁边。
And she just really wants is me beside her.
神对我们也一样。
And similarly, God has similar requirement.
神真正的希望是我们亲近他。
Is that the God require want us to be close to him.
所以在接下来神的回答非常的清楚。
And then God's answer is very clear.
在第六节那里说我们去朝见耶和华的时候，我们当献上什么呢？
And verse 6 says, with what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God?
我相信这是每一个基督徒历代的基督徒的心中常常想的一个问题。
And this is really the answer or quest by Christians all throughout the ages.
我能给神什么？
What can we give to God?
就好像我每次去看我母亲的时候，我就想我要带什么东西给妈妈。
Just like every time I go to see my mom, what can I bring her?
然后第八节，弥迦他就开出了神的这个名单，神喜欢的东西。
So Micah in verse 8 gave us the kind of the list of what God wanted.
他提到了三点。
He talked about three things.
第一个就是行公义。
First is do justice.
第二个就是好怜悯。
And second is love kindness.
第三个是存谦卑的心与神同行。
And the third requirement is to walk humbly with the Lord.
首先我们来看看第一点。
First look at the first one.
就是行公义。
Do justice.
旧约很明白的提出来，神 比起我们的献祭，神更喜悦人行公义。
Because the Old Testament repeatedly emphasized to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
箴言二十一章三节说：“行公义、公平，比献祭更蒙耶和华悦纳。”
And this is reemphasized in Proverbs 21, basically saying that the God is more pleased with our sacrifice than sacrifice. Do what is right and just.
这个公义本身就是一个祭物。
And you know, the justice itself is a form of sacrifice.
所以我去查了一个字典哈，它的定义是这样，对于公义下的定义是这样子的。
So I look at the dictionary and find out what the meaning of justice is.
他这里说我们用一个符合神的道德律的方法来履行来实行人跟人之间的这种义务。
So the definition is justice is using God's moral law to fulfill human responsibilities.
只有合乎圣经原则的这种公义才能够创造一个完美的人类社会。
Only the moral law and its justice can really fulfill the responsibility of mankind.
所以这里讲到这个公义是行公义，就是它不是一个观念，而是一种行动。
So to do justice is a form of action, not just idea on the paper.
所以你行公义的时候，常常要面临选择。
So when we do justice, we have to choose between the several things.
我们叫做选边站。
And then it's a challenge.
你要选一边，你不能站在中间。
You have to take a position on certain issues. You cannot be neutral.
所以当我们行公义的话，有两个层面。首先我们一方面我们要针对不公平的人和事，我们要提出抗议，还有责难。
So when we do justice, we have to find out what is just and unjust and then protest against injustice.
另外一方面我们要同情那些遭受不公平待遇的人。
Then also we have to be aligned with those being unjustly treated.
我们要为他们发声。
And we have to be voice for the voiceless.
因为常常这些人他们没有机会，他们的声音没有办法被别人听到。
A lot of these are poor. A lot of those people have no voice for them and no avenue to sound their protest.
所以我们要向他们伸出援手。
So therefore, we have to give a helping hand to them.
其实行公义并不容易。
You know, it's not easy to do justice.
需要勇气。
And you have to be brave.
我们最常面对不公义事情的时候，态度就是保持沉默。
A lot of times, when we face injustice, we just keep silence.
我们为什么沉默？
Why do we keep silence?
我想到有两个原因。
And I believe there are two reasons.
第一个是自私。
First is we're selfish.
我们 OK， 我们因为人性的自私，我们只关心自己的利益。
Because we are selfish, because we only protect our own interests.
我们只爱自己的亲朋好友。
And we only protect our interest in our friends or relatives.
我们只关心和我们自己有利益的有利益关系的事。
And we only protect our own interest. Those things are interest us. We have a protection or we have interest in it.
我们很难去爱那些我们不认识的人，去关心他们的事。
And it's very hard for us to be helping those who are strangers to us.
还有一种就是恐惧。
And the other aspect reason is fear.
就是怕丢脸。
And we may lose face or be shameful.
我们怕给自己带来不方便。
And may bring some injustice or not so good things to us.
我们怕我们不受别人的欢迎。
And not being welcomed by others when we do justice to others.
我们怕付代价。
Then we really don't want to pay a price for injustice.
在差不多二十多年前曾经发生过一件事。
So about 20 years ago, something like this happened in my life.
有一次呢那个时候我们都还在Fuller 神学院读书。
At the time, we were studying at Fuller Seminary.
有一天下课的时候，我就跟一个我的同学从学校走回我们住的公寓。
So one time we were walking from school to our dorm.
所以那个同学是去菲律宾的一个，是一个美国人，一个去菲律宾的宣教师，他刚好那个夏天回来。
And then the friend walking with us was a missionary to Philippines and in summer.
所以我们两个人走在路上的时候，我们就忽然发现有一个车子抛锚了。
And then all of a sudden, when we're walking, we saw a disabled car in the middle of the street.
所以这个车子呢，刚好是在那个快线最里面的那个快线，就忽然就停住了。
And the car was stopped in the left-hand left lane.
所以很多后面的车子都开始停下来，然后大家要绕过它，就整个的交通就受了就开始车子开始堵起来。
So as usual, people behind and try to pull away from the car, and then there congestion in the traffic.
那个车子是一个很大的一个 Cadillac, 很老的很破的一个老爷车。
So the disabled car was an old Cadillac.
那个司机就下来，他是一个黑人，一个很重的，一个中年的一个女人。
And the driver, who was a black lady, heavy size, got out of the car.
他想要把那个车子推到旁边，但他推不动。
And she was trying to push the car, but not able to.
所以呢，那时候太阳很大，他也很着急。我就看到他手上拿了一张十块钱的钞票。
And then it was hot, and then she was panicked, so she held a ten dollar bill in her hand, waving.
他就是希望有人能够来帮他推，可是。路上很多人，没有一个人下去帮忙。
Hoping that somebody will give her a hand, but nobody came.
他好像想用那十块钱来，想来吸引一些勇士来帮忙他。
So she was trying to attract people with the $10 bill and for help.
所以我的那个同学呢，他看了，他就给了我一拐子哈，他说走，他说 Let's go, 他就推了我一下，我们两个就进去了。
So having right there, my friend tell me that let's go and help.
但是我们俩，然后那位女士，她就控制那个方向盘，我们两个就在后面推，推了半天还是没推动。
So the lady got in the car, we tried to push, but went nowhere.
后来幸亏又跳，不知道哪里跳出来两个黑人的小伙子，十五六岁小伙子也跳进来，就我们四个人再加上那位女士，我们五个人就把车子慢慢慢慢就推到路边去了。
So all of a sudden, the two young black boys came, and then we finally navigate the car to the right-hand lane.
所以事后呢，我就开始想这件事情的时候呢，我心里有一些不安。
So afterwards, I felt uneasy.
因为我就在想。如果那位女士她是一个年轻漂亮的白人的一个女士的话，也许情况就不一样。
You know, I said to myself, if that disabled the car, the driver was a beautiful, sexy young woman, white young woman.
所以情况就会不一样。
And the whole thing will be different.
而且呢，最困扰我的就是我发现。为什么我那个时候很犹豫，我不想进去
？And then also, I said to myself, why was I hesitant to help in the first instance?
如果不是我的朋友给我一拐子，我可能也是跟大家一样站在旁边观看。
Unless my friend reminded me, I was just like a bystander watching.
为什么
？Why?
我就想到说，可能我就顾到，哎呀，天气那么热。哎呦，那么多人会看我们，好像有点不好意思。
And then I said to myself, "You're so hot, why bother?" And then besides, people are watching us. If we cannot do much help,
这就是一个不公义的行为。
And this is the result of this kind of thinking is injustice.
我们喜欢做旁观者，沉默的旁观者。
We like to be a silent watcher on the sideline.
所以，那个金恩博士说过这么一句话。
And Martin Luther King.Said this.
他说，我们这一代的人，我们终将记住的不是一个坏人的言辞。
Martin Luther King Jr. says, "In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends."
我们会记住的就是我们的朋友的沉默。
And we remember, those are friends who.Our friends were silent.
所以大众的沉默是很可怕的。
And then the overall audience of silence is very fearful.
是具有毁灭的力量。
And then it has a power to destroy.
最近呢，从去年开始，从2014年开始，就有在中国有一个拆十字架的运动。
So for instance, over last year or two, in China, especially in Wenzhou, the state began to tore, remove crosses in the churches in central China.
当这些十字架被拆的时候，有些家庭教会的他们的会众就会有一种侥幸的心理。
And then the house churches have a very difficult time.
但他们很侥幸说，哎呀，幸亏我们没有十字架，所以没有人会来拆。
And because they worry about those crosses, because they say our churches do not have crosses.
有些教会说我们的十字架是在我们心里头，人家拆不了。
And some Christians said that our crosses are in our head, in our hearts, so therefore nobody can tear it out.
其实基督徒的十字架是要显露出来的，你不能藏在心里头。
But actually, our Christian crosses should be exhibited. Not just in the heart.
因为我们的信仰要像光照在黑暗里。
Because Jesus said that let our light shine before the world.
而且呢，如果其实家庭教会他们能够永远的相安无事、平安无事吗？
And do you think that the house churches in China will be peaceful without the disruption?
所以当有一天这种不公不义的事情蔓延到他们到其他领域的时候，他们可能也没有办法避免。
And then when all these difficult persecution comes, they're helpless too.
所以我们基督徒不只是应该指出罪恶。
Not only Christians are to point out the injustice or sin.
而且我们要保护我们身边受欺压的人。
And also we need to protect and protest those who are being persecuted unjustly done.
所以使徒保罗使徒雅各这样子说。
James, the brother of Jesus, said this.
他说那清洁没有污秽没有玷污的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
James 1:27 says, Religion that our God, our Father, accept as pure and faultless is this, to look for after orphans and widows in their distress.
所以我们不只是物质方面的帮助。
Not only were to help materially,
而且我觉得我们基督徒有责任来消除社会上对这些不幸的人的一切不公平的待遇。
And also, we have a responsibility in the society to do away with the injustice in society.
如果我们只是口里头说还不够，必须要付出行动。
So just saying in the words or it just is not enough, but we must come with action.
所以南非的主教图图他说过一句话，他说：“不行公义就是不公义。”
And then the Archbishop of South Africa, Tutu, Desmond Tutu says, without action, without acting justice is being unjust.
你就站在那个不公义的人的那一方了。
Because you are standing on the side of injustice.
接下来下面就是讲到好怜悯。
And the second point I want to stress is love, mercy, or kindness.
这种怜悯在旧约里头，单单旧约就出现了256次。
Love, mercy, or kindness appears 256 times in the Old Testament alone.
其中有一半是在诗篇里。
And half of the time is in the Psalms.
很有趣的是在在圣经里头，这个公义跟怜悯是连在一块的。
In the Bible, the love, mercy, and justice are almost like the same side of a coin.
神一方面是公义的，但是他一方面又蛮有怜悯。
And on the one hand, God is full of justice, also he is merciful.
这两种看起来是对立的东西，却很奇妙地柔合在神的属性里面。
They're wonderfully blended together in God's personality.
我们在行公义的时候，我们很容易不知不觉我们变得自以为义。
And a lot of times we do justice, we felt self-righteous.
我们带着一腔的正义感去纠正别人的不公义。
And then sometimes we correct others' injustice with our righteousness.
结果我们自己就会变得言辞非常的尖锐，我们的态度、行动非常的激烈。
And sometimes our attitude change, our words become loud, and we are aggressive in our approach.
我们自己会站在一个道德的高度。
And then we stand on the pedestal of higher moral standards.
所以在行公义的时候要有一个怜悯来做平衡。
So when we do justice, we must have a merciful, kind and attitude.
怜悯的爱常常带着一种让人想不到的一种善意。
So the kind of justice and mercy brings goodness and kindness together.
那是这个接受人他所不配得的。
So therefore, the recipient is unqualified or not supposed to get those mercy.
例如耶稣对待在十字架上的强盗。
So like the one the thief on the cross with Jesus.
耶稣对待那个因为犯淫行而被抓的妇人。
And then like Jesus, how he dealt with the woman caught in adultery.
好像那个浪子的父亲怎么对待他那个迷途知返的孩子。
Also like the father, how he treated the lost son or the younger rebellious son.
那个就是怜悯。
And that is merciful.
是他们所不配的。
And then,They do not deserve that mercy.
也是他们不敢奢想的。
And therefore, they are not thinking toward that merciful.
所以福音书里头一再的提到，耶稣看见患难的人就动了慈心。
And the New Testament, the Lord Jesus Christ, in many times of a difficult, poor people, he was compassionately moved.
所以这里说，马太福音九章三十六节。他看见许多人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一样。
And then Matthew 9:36, he says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
所以去年的十月、十一月，我们去缅甸服事。
Last October and November, we were in Burma or Myanmar, serving school and ministry.
我们除了在神学院教书以外，我们也去参观几个孤儿院。
We taught a seminary for a week or so, and then we also visit other churches and orphanages in that area.
这个是我们在缅甸的山区，在傈僳族的村子里头，我们去拜访的其中一个孤儿院。
And this is the orphanage that among the many children that we visited that one day.
在右上角的那对夫妇，他们是那个负责人。
And the couple on the right-hand side is the organizer or caretaker of school and orphanage.
他是我们的所教的神学院的毕业生。
And he was our student, graduate, and then work in the church.
他们有三个孩子。
They have three children.
一岁、两岁、三岁。
One, two, 3 year old.
这是最小的两个。
And these are the youngest two.
老三找不到了，因为都混在所有的孤儿里面了。
And then the third child, the older child, was among the other children.
所以他们那边收养了八十个孩子。
So they have 80 children in that school.
有的是孤儿，有的是他们的父母在山区没有办法让他们受教育，给他们送来。
So some of them are orphaned, and their children are being there because their parents cannot take care of them in the mountains.
他们告诉我们说，上个礼拜我们还去果敢，接来了十几个孩子。
And then they told us just a week before that they went to a place in northern Burma called Gua Gan and took in 10 orphans.
因为他们最近就是过去。半年他们那个果敢的民兵跟缅甸政府军打仗死了很多人，这是他们的孤儿，他们把他们带过来。
Because there was war between the civil war between the Gua Gan, also the Burmese military, and some men and women parents were killed, so therefore they were orphaned, came to their center.
所以我就问他说，你们已经忙不过来，我看他们两个人弄三个小孩，我说你们自己孩子都忙不过来，你们怎么还去照顾八十个孩子？
So I said, you are busy enough with three children, how do you have time and energy to take care of some 80 more?
他们只有四五个其他的阿姨在帮忙。
So they had only four other ladies helping the children.
然后这个师母就回答我说，
And then she said something like this.
她说这些孩子没有了父母， 我就是他们的父母，我们就是他们的父母。
So she said, now these are orphans, they lost their parents. I became their mother, their parents.
他们没有父母的孩子就是我的孩子。
So those who are without parents are our children.
所以这个是怜悯的心。
And this is a love and mercy, and merciful.
有一个社会学家他说过，他这样子说。他说如果你要了解一个社会的文明程度，你就去看看他们如何对待这个社会里面的低层的最不幸的那群人。
So one sociologist said that if you want to understand the standard of a society, go to see those who are poor and those unfortunate ones.
我记得十多年以前我们的教会来了一群来了几个墨西哥人。
Some years ago, about 10 years ago in our church in Thousand Oaks, there approached us some Mexican Christians.
他们说我们可不可以借你们的教会租？他说我们可不可以租？我们一个月我忘了给多少钱，我们可以租你们的教会。我们在星期天的晚上聚会。
They wanted to talk to us about possibly renting our church on Sunday evening for worship.
然后还有周间呢，有几个晚上他们也有聚会。
And also maybe during the week time we have a short meetings, one or two meetings.
但是那个时候就在我们的教会引起很大的争论。
So that idea became a controversy in our elders and deacons board.
有些人呢非常的担心。
So some people were worried.
他们说，哎呀，这样的话会不会把我们教会弄得很脏？
So he says that they say, well, if we rent them out, our church will be dirty.
他们会不会很吵？
And they're, maybe they're noisy.
我们的婴孩跟他们放在跟他们使用同一个这个婴儿室，我们的婴孩会不会传染疾病？
And our babies will share the same bathroom and bed and cribs, so would that contaminate our bed and sheets?
所以这个议题就在执委会吵了两三个月。
So this went back and forth in the board of elders and deacons for several months.
后来有一位弟兄就提出了一句话，就让大家都安静了。
So finally, one brother said something like this, which silenced the whole church.
他说：“不要忘了，十几年前我们教会刚刚成立的时候，我们曾经去找一个白人的教会。”
He says, remember about 20 years ago before this event, when our church started, we went to see an American church to rent their church.
他们不但白白的借给我们，而且他们帮我们教主日学。
And then not only they rent us free, but also taught our children Sunday school.
他们常常说，你们还需要什么？我们可以帮忙。你们要什么东西？
So the white American church, not only that, he says, what else can we do for you, helping you to use our facilities?
为什么现在我们自己有了教会以后，我们却不愿意把我们的教会打开来帮助其他的人？
So this brother said, not only then, now, how can we say this now that we have our own church?
所以，后来接下来的几年，我们的教会租给我们的教会租给那个墨西哥教会，那几年是我们的教会的那个院子就庭园最整齐最漂亮的时候。
So as it turned out, we did rent it to a Mexican group, and then during that time, our yards and grasses were the best in those conditions for that years.
为什么呢？因为他们的会众有好几个是专业的那个园丁。
Because many of the Mexican brothers were professional gardeners.
他们常常来免费的替我们维护我们的环境。
So they would come almost every week, clean the yard and do the yard work and trees and so on.
我们成了很好的朋友。
So we became very good friends.
最后我要提到的，刚才我就讲到这个是怜悯。
And this is a merciful, do mercy.
然后最后呢，就是我们要谦卑，与神同行。
The third point I want to talk about is to walk humbly before the Lord.
这一项跟前面两项有一点不一样。
The last point is quite different from a little bit different from the first two.
前面两个公义和怜悯都是神的属性。
And because the Justice and mercy is God's attribute, God's own attribute.
神要我们对待别人的时候活出他自己的属性来。
So what God wants us to do with others is to live out his attribute.
但是这里这个谦卑是专门指我们对神的态度。
And being humble, walk humbly is basically pointing to us.
神最初造人的目的，造了亚当夏娃，就是要有人与他同行。
And God's purpose creating Adam and Eve was to, for them to have fellowship with God.
所以我们如果不跟神同行，我们就会跟魔鬼同行，不然就是跟世界同行。
Yes, so if we do not fellowship with God or walk with God, then we're fellowshipping, walking with the devil.
同行不是一件容易的事情。
Walking with the Lord is not easy.
一路上我们会碰到很多的挫折。
A lot of times we face difficulties.
有高山，有低谷。
We have meet mountains, high mountains.
我们会有碰到雾，碰到雪，碰到暴风雨。
We may have other difficulties, fog and snow and rain.
所以常常这些年我跟我的丈夫常常一起出去旅行。
A lot of times we go on the field or trips,
我就发现同行很不容易。
And sometimes, driving with your wife is not easy.
我们常常各有各的意见。
Sometimes we have our own opinion about how to turn.
到底是要左转还是右转？
You left turn or right turn?
那么跟神，有人说，哎呀，跟神就比较跟自己的配偶要容易得多。
Well, people say, well, walking with God is maybe easier than your spouse.
看起来是这样子。我们反正所有都交给神，不要担心。
Because you think that, don't worry anything, you leave everything to God.
但是跟神同行其实不是那么容易。
Actually, walking with God is not that easy either.
跟神同行有条件的。
And there are conditions for walking with God.
第一个，你方向要一样。
First, your direction must be the same.
你知道神往哪里走。
You want to know where God goes.
然后你要调整自己，要改变自己的方向。
You have to adjust your ways to His ways.
第二个，步调要相同。
And then your direction or your speed.
你要配合神的速度。
Your speed has to adjust to God's way, God's speed.
你不能跑在前面或是落在后头。
You cannot walk behind God or ahead of God.
神有的时候走得很快，有的时候走得很慢。
Sometimes God's path is very fast, sometimes not so fast.
有时候神甚至停滞不动了。
Sometimes God stops.
这个时候我们就需要等候他。
Then we have to wait upon the Lord.
这好像在旷野的以色列人，他们每天早上要等到那个云柱起来了，开始走了，他们才能走。
Just like the Jews in the desert walking toward the promised land, during the daytime, they must see the clouds.To go and then stop when the fire or pillar has stopped at night.
然后呢，我们的终点要是一样的。
And also, we must have the same destination.
对，我们的人生的旅程的最后的目的地就是回到天家。
And our final destination is return to the Lord.
所以我们的人生的价值应该集中在我们的一个永恒的一个目标上。
So our goal and direction must be toward that end.
所以最后就是我们的目标，神的目标是已经定的，不会改变的。
We must have the same goal as God. His goals are set.
这样我们才能够很愉快的跟神同行。
Then and only then we can walk with the Lord.
然后最后呢，就是跟神同行有一个最重要的一个态度的问题。
And finally, the most important things are attitude.
谦卑。
Being humble.
谦卑的与神同行是什么意思
？And humbly walk before the Lord. What does it mean?
就是我们整段的旅程都交在神的手里。
So that in our path, our journey, we must put everything before Him into His hands.
我必须放弃我个人的旅行计划。
I must put away my own journey plans.
你不能一边走一边在想我下一步要前面的路线要不要改。
You cannot change your path as you go along.
我们只能准备。我们如果相信主耶稣的时候，我们就要准备让他做我们这条船的一个船长。
So when we accept the Lord Jesus Christ in our heart as our Savior, we give our navigation rights to Him as He leads us.
从此我们的人生就换道了。
So therefore, now and then, we understand our path and ways.
我们有了新的方向。
We have our own direction, new direction.
我们有了新的指挥官。
And we have a new commander in chief.
他是我们的导航。
He is our navigator.
我常常跟我丈夫开车的时候，他不太相信那个导航器。
Sometimes my husband does not rely on the UPS.
UPS.
CBS.
UPS.
UPS. The navigation thing.
他常说通常他开车我用那个导航器，但是他常说我们来的时候有经过这里吗？
Sometimes we argue with the UPS about whether we trust UPS or not and whether we pass the same route when we came.
所以他一路上常常的怀疑我给他看其实不是我，这是 GPS 给他的一个指令，他常常不相信。
Sometimes I doubt about the GPS direction, whether it's accurate or not.
所以有的时候到后来我就把 GPS 收起来，我就说好，你自己导航。
So then I close my GPS and you take your own way.
他说那我怎么知道怎么走？
And he says, how do I know?
所以同行的时候我们跟神同行的时候要有一个谦卑的心。
So when we walk humbly with the Lord, we must have an obedient heart.
是要靠着信心来信靠神。
And then we have a faith and to walk with him.
所以有人说谦卑不是说降低自己，而是忘记自己。
And to be humble is not forget our lower self, but to forget ourselves.
我们不是看自己什么都不行。
It's not just that we lower ourselves, we are no good for anything.
看自己有这个缺点，那个不足。
Whether we have lack of this or that.
谦卑就是认识自己的真相。
And being humble is that to know our true self.
知道我是有限的。
And that we are limited.
我承认如果离开了神，我就什么都不能做。
So we know that unless God is taking care of the whole thing, we cannot do anything.
所以谦卑的与神同行就是把导航权交给神。
So being humble, walk humbly with the Lord is give that navigation right to God.
然后我全神的灌注仰望神。
And then we wholeheartedly focus on God.
我甘心乐意接受他选择的这个路线。
And then we wholeheartedly choose to follow the direction he set before us.
我愿意接受他的方式。
And we follow his ways and means.
接受他的步调。
And then follow his path and directions.
接受他的时间。
And then accept his timing.
所以最后我用一节经文来做结论。
So I'd like to close with one verse.
路加福音
十章
二十七节说，你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。
And Luke 10:27 says, he answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself.
所以在英文里头这里讲的 好几个尽，就是你要全心全力的。
And English stresses the word all your heart, all your soul and strength.
我自己在准备这篇讲章的时候，神也是对我说了很多的话。
As I prepared this message, the Lord spoke us to me in different ways.
神就是提醒我说，你做到了吗？
And then basically said, the Lord says, have you done these three acts?
很多时候我们讲一篇道很容易。
Sometimes, you know, it's easy to preach.
但是呢，当你想到你是不是都做到的时候，有的时候你不敢讲。
So when it comes down to whether you have done this or not, it's very difficult to say.
我自己就想到，很多时候我应该讲的话，我不讲。
And sometimes we ought to say something we did not speak.
因为我顾到我自己的利益。
Because I was looking after my own interest.
有的时候我也缺乏一种怜悯的心。
And also sometimes I lack mercy.
有的时候我看到一些人，就觉得他们怎么这么没有素养。
And sometimes I say, how come people are not that educated or that forceful.
我常常对一些人的行为我就会因为他们的行为我会轻视他们。
And then sometimes we look at people's action, we look down upon them.
但是我忘了是神给我们机会让我们能够受教育。
then it's God's mercy that we have higher education, good education.
所以我们可以有所谓的好一点的素质。
So therefore, we can have a better standard, a better life.
所以我就发现 当我开始不耐烦的时候，其实里面就缺乏一种怜悯的心。So
when we are impatient, we are not being merciful.
还有就是我们的谦卑。And
then also we lack of humbleness.
我们的谦卑，我们有的时候对人可以谦卑。Sometimes
we can be humble before people.
因为我们愿意得到别人的认可。And
then we want people's respect.
但是我们常对神不够谦卑。Sometimes
we're not humble before the Lord.
因为对神的谦卑就是要完全的放下自己。And
then being humble before the Lord, that means put down everything, put everything to the Lord.
尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意来爱神。I
love your Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
所以爱神就是遵行他的旨意。And
loving God is to obey His will.
彰显他的属性。And
then disclose His lordship.
谦卑地与他同行。And
then humbly walk before him, with him.
好，我们低头祷告。Let
us pray together.
You want to pray first?
Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for your word that tells us to do justice, mercy, and humbly walk with you all the days of our lives. And be with us when we are weak, when we are not humble, when we do not do justice, when we do not do merciful things and acts in our lives. Forgive us when we lack these things and give us a new start that we may be a servant of justice, mercy, and humbling, walking with you all the days of our life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.